Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence again. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name. And we ask that you visit everyone and send us your word of truth and your word of life, in the name of Jesus. As we learn about success again, let it begin to manifest in the life of everyone, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. The topic remains the law of information. Last week, we were able to look at the law of keenness, which reveals to us the law of smartness, of being smart in the world we are in, of being able to maximize our time and bring forth the results that is expected of us. So today we are looking at the law of information, which is how to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny, part 5. Praise God. Let's look at some scriptures. Proverbs 11:14, it says, where there is no counsel or right information or right advice, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Then the second scripture says, how forcible are right words. Praise God. So the first thing we are looking at today is the audacity of information. The audacity of information. Information is often the difference between good and bad decisions and ultimately actions or reactions. I'm going to say that again. Information is often the difference between good and bad decisions and ultimately the actions that ensue from those actions that we have received. What is this telling us? My actions are defined by the information I have access to. There was this story told by a man of God. He said there was this man that was sentenced to death. And just about when he was going to be hanged, a fresh information came in that revealed that he was never guilty in the first place. Now the question is, what if that final information did not come in? He would have just died for nothing. That shows us the power of information. And that is why they used to say that the pen is mightier than the sword. Because the pen could just put down an information that could change what the sword would do. So information is really vital in the world we are in. And guess what we are in? What they call the information age. Where there's so much information, far more than we can ever have to deal with in life. So there's the law of information. Praise God. So the question is, how will you react if you knew the real intention behind people's actions? If I knew the intention behind the actions, will I react differently? Of course, definitely. But most times we don't actually know what is behind people's actions. We don't know why they are behaving the way they are behaving. And that is why we need this message so much. Information is the tool for good judgment. That means if I want to make good decisions in life, I need to have the right information. If I have the wrong information, I will most likely take the wrong action. And if I have the right information, I will most likely take the right action because I know what I want to do. With the wrong information, even the best of us can make the worst decisions. For example, the question is, if you are going to marry somebody and you didn't know he was a thief, like armed robber who kills people at will, yes, you go ahead to marry the person because you didn't know. But let's say just before the marriage, you found out that this person you're going to marry is someone else, entirely different from the person you thought he or she was. I'm sure the decision is going to be different. So information decides our actions. And for us to act right in life, we need to have the right information. So where do we get information in life? Number one, through books. The books you read defines or determines the kind of information that you have access to, the kind of movies you watch, the kind of people you talk to. But right now we're talking about books. So if you are filled with wrong books, you have wrong information. If you are going into a certain business and you get the wrong book or wrong textbook or wrong training material for that business, it's almost sure that the person is going to start making wrong decisions in that business. So books are one of the greatest sources of information that we have in life. Number two, electronic storage. For example, your YouTube, your flash drive, your CDs and all that. They are also forms of information storage where you have access to information. Then number three, news. The news you watch will define the kind of information you have access to. I shared this earlier some time ago that there was this person who were living together in the same house that we were serving the government, and he was always listening to the news, and he was able to have access to an information that if you enter a particular competition to write proposals, that he was going to win up to 10 million naira. And we were shocked that this guy had this information, acted on it, and eventually won. So it shows us that if we have the right information, we can make the right decisions. We can go to the right places. We can take the right decisions. So news is one of the ways we get information. Then number four, through social media. We get a lot of information through social media. In fact, many of us who don't watch news that much, we don't really miss news, because you find one information or the other on the status of one of your friends. So information is passed through social media. Then number five, through mentors. Your mentors can give you knowledge. Knowledge is also a form of information. You are just being informed. Your mentor can tell you something that someone else will not tell you. So through that information, you can make really good decisions and have good success in life. Then pain. This is the part that many of us don't even want to learn about. But pain is a source of information. Pain is not necessarily bad. It's just the body or soul's way of telling you that something is wrong. And physical pain tells you that an unwanted material, unwanted thing or virus or bacteria or something has found itself into your body, into your system. And the pain is just telling you that something is wrong. The discomfort you are feeling in your body is telling you that something is wrong. And it's telling you that so that you can take the right action. Maybe to take the right drugs or to see the right doctor or the right physician. So that is what that is telling you. Emotional pain is just your soul of telling you that you have been rejected or unwanted by someone that you probably owe dear or respect. Pain is a form of information, a source of information. Then number seven, experiences, both bad and good, are actually telling you something. If, for example, a little child puts his hand on a hot metal, he feels pain. And that is telling him that, see, next time, don't do that. That he just got an information from that experience. That is why they always say that experience is a bad teacher, because it will teach you most times through pain. Praise God. Then the next point we are looking at is wielding the sword of information to your favor. If you have a sword or any kind of ammunition and you don't know how to use it, it's as good as you not having anything. Let's say you have AK-47 and you don't know how to unlock it, how to trigger it to fight the enemy in battle. The enemy will just be making jest of the person, because even though you have a tool, you have an armor that could kill a lot of people, that could destroy your enemies, but because you don't know how to use it, they can even use the same armor without even shooting at all to hit the person on the head and knock him unconscious or even kill him, because he doesn't know how to use the tool he has. So there's a way to use information. There's a way to maximize information. Many people underutilize information. Information is just all around them and they don't know how to use it. Information is otherwise called knowledge, and knowledge is known to be power and thus intoxicates. With a lot of information, you are empowered. And if you don't know how to use it, you can use it to your favor or you can use it to your own hurt. We'll see that later. Most times, people's respect for you is determined by the information they have about you. Now, let's look at it this way. If a lot of people are around you, they may respect you if they think you are rich, or they think they can get something from you. They can get a certain amount of advantage from you. They'll be respectful. They'll begin to treat you differently. But the moment they realize you are not what they think or they assume you are, you see people becoming funny. People beginning to act in a funny way. Somebody was telling us something recently that people used to respect the person just stopped suddenly. Why? Because they had an information they didn't have before. That is who people are. That is how life is. Now, if you normally see a poor man who walks on the way, maybe who portrays himself as homeless, and suddenly people realize that, oh, this is the richest man in the world who is just portraying himself as poor, what do you think will happen? A lot of people will probably troop around him looking for favors, pretending as if they actually cared when they never cared in the first place. When he was a poor man, homeless, begging, nobody cared. But now that they realize he owns so much, richer than many countries altogether, everybody wants to associate with him. And that is how life is. Information is power. People treat you differently based on the information they have about you. Now, the question is, how do I determine people's reactions? How do I determine people's intentions about me? Information is the key. Praise God. So a reaction is an action that is based on certain knowledge or information that you have access to or that people have access to. Now, if a bee is coming to your head, the bee has not stung at all. The bee has not done anything at all. Maybe it's just something else that looks like a bee. But I'm sure most people will want to quickly chase the bee away so that it doesn't sting them. Why? Because you have an information that if a bee stings, it's very painful. But a little child who doesn't know the difference may want to take the bee and play with it. Why? What's the difference? Information. Now, you are reacting to that bee that has not stung you at all, that has not done anything at all, because of the information you have, because of the knowledge you have about the pain that a bee can inflict. So having access to the right information is no guarantee that you will use and maximize it well. That's the downside of it. So many people have access to information, but they are using it wrongly. Even prayer. People use prayer wrongly. People read the Bible wrongly. They have access to that information. Many people, if not all Christians, they know that through prayer, they can change things. They can change unwanted situations in their life. But do they really know how to pray? People know that the Bible, the knowledge in the Bible is good enough for profit in life and in business and in everything in life. But do they know how to use this knowledge? That's the question. So information, otherwise called power, it intoxicates. Why? Because many people don't know how to use it. Reaction, like we said, is an action based on certain knowledge or information that could come in form of pain, knowledge, sight, or voice. What you heard about me could determine how you react to me, how you act to me. If you knew that I was perfect, I was righteous, I was holy, I am rich, you probably would respect me so much. But let's say you just heard something else. Whether it's true or a lie, it doesn't matter. If you hear that this man is otherwise, you probably will react differently the next time. Praise God. So having access to the right information is no guarantee that it will be used well or maximized well. So information requires the spirit of wisdom to be able to use it well. The Bible says wisdom is not becoming for a fool. Why? Because he has access to that wisdom. He has access to that counsel. But because he's foolish, he doesn't know how to use it. It was mentioned last week that a seer has access to information. He can see the future. He can see what will happen. He can see negative circumstances. And he probably will scare someone with it or make money from those who are ignorant of how to handle the future. And in fact, the question is, how many seers do you know who are very rich? If they really know how to use the information about the future, why are they not rich? Why are most of them not rich? Why are they not the richest in the world? Why? Because there's a way to use information. There's a right and wrong way to use information. Just as an example of how to use information now. Let's say somebody said, oh, I saw your husband with a woman in the hotel. The question is, how will you use that information? Many people will just, oh, yes, that's the end. We are getting the divorce. I don't trust her again. You've not even talked to her. You've not checked whether that information is true or not. Like a movie we watched, they were forming this kind of, is it feminist group or something? They were saying no. We are saying no to all misbehaviors of men. Okay. Now, they said, we saw your husband taking another woman to the hotel. This woman was angry. She said, oh, I'm going to deal with this man. In their meeting, they were planning how to deal with the guy. And she just saw the picture of the man. And it was another man entirely. It wasn't even her husband they were talking about. And she was ready to react to deal with the man in a negative way. What if she never saw that picture? She would have probably hurt her husband for no reason. So, if you have an information, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to react? What you think the other person is thinking may even be what apart from what is even in his mind at the moment. So, how will you use that information? Praise God. So, someone may say, there's a business opportunity that will make you a millionaire in a week. The question is, how will you use that information? Will you just jump at that opportunity and say, oh, thank God I have the opportunity to make me rich because somebody is saying it, because somebody I trust is saying it. Even in the Bible, the disciples were teaching people with the Holy Spirit. Of course, when somebody is teaching under the influence of the Holy Spirit, everybody will enjoy it. But there was a set of people. They said, we are going to check whether the things these people are saying are true or not. That is how to use information. Somebody says there's a business opportunity. Now the question for you is, find out. You don't stop there. You find out. Because that's how people are being conned. That's how people are cheated of all their fortune. Or another example, maybe you just discovered a friend is a terrorist. Somebody you thought was a friend, was pious, was holy. Just discovered is a terrorist. The question is, how are you going to use that information and yet remain safe? Will you just shout to the whole world or wisely inform the right authorities? You just say, oh, come and see, this person is a terrorist. Most likely, if you do that, the person is going to die. But another way is to pretend as if you didn't know anything and then find a way to safely inform those who can help the situation, since you can't help the situation. So those are just few examples of information coming your way and how you react to it. Information can determine safety. It can also determine prosperity. It can determine whether you'll be safe or not. It can determine whether you prosper or not. How you use information matters. There was a man in Proverbs 7 who was lured into untimely death because of an unfaithful woman that said, my husband is not at home. I've made my bed. Come, just come and enjoy yourself. And the man just went in foolishly. The Bible said, until he receives an arrow in his heart and dies. Why? Because he received the information. Instead of just refining the information and saying, no, okay, yes, opportunity is set for me to enjoy myself, so to say. But what does the word of God say? No, I'm not going to do this. That's another way to use information. In John chapter 6, 43 to 68, the Bible says, many disciples left Jesus because of his words. The words they were not comfortable with. They just said, oh, we are leaving Jesus right now. Jesus said, until you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Say, what? Nonsense. This guy is out of his sense. We are leaving right now. Some people else, they said, we are not going to go anywhere. You have the words of eternal life. They probably didn't understand what he was saying, but they said, we know him. We are going to trust him. That is how to use information. Some people heard the same information and disappeared. Someone else heard the same information and adhered to the Savior. You need to learn to filter intentions in life. And we're going to look at a list of a checklist to see how to use information, where it's coming from, and the purpose. People often do things for selfish reasons. You must really understand that. Most people are selfish. I mean, most people. Use this knowledge that you are learning now for your safety, for your advantage. For example, in life, when you know that people are most likely selfish and somebody is telling you something, the question you're asking is, why is he telling me? Then you can save yourself from a lot of wicked things. But in business, because you know people are selfish, you don't sell to them what they think you want. You sell to them what they need. If you are actually going to meet that need, of course, as a child of God, if you know you can meet their need, then tell them about their selfish reasons, why they want that need to be met. It's going to meet their needs. It's just like somebody selling a drug, like I'm talking about meth now. You don't tell them that this drug is bitter, but it does the work. You don't need to tell them the bitter part. Just use a capsule. Put all the bitter things in the capsules. They don't feel the taste, but you're actually addressing their need. What's their need? To be healed. So you are telling them, this will make you healthy. This will make you okay. But you don't need to tell them it's bitter because you have covered the bitter part and it's not going to hurt them. So you are helping them while you are actually still ministering to their selfish, in quotes, needs. So that's how life is. You are sugarcoating the solution, but you are still selling the solution. So that's how to use that to your advantage in life, in business. So you are using the knowledge that people are selfish to your advantage, but you are still helping them. And you are using this for your safety because you know that anyone who comes to you most likely is coming as a selfish person, except the person is filtered with the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So there are a few people who give you something for nothing in return. Very few people. If you find anyone like that, cherish them. Then just the list. Now, people could suddenly become your friend, like we mentioned earlier, if they realize or have an information that you are rich or richer than they thought. Others live when they think you are not who they thought you are. That's why you must cherish those who value you for who you are. They have all the information about you, especially spouses. They know your weaknesses. They know all the things you can do, yet they have decided to love you. That's why we need to cherish them. And lastly today, how do we discern between wrong and right information? How do we discern between wrong and right information? Information determines success. Information determines favor. Information determines prosperity. So that means we can't do without information. But how do I maximize it for my favor? How do I discern between wrong and right information? Number one, the first question you want to ask is, who will benefit from this information I'm receiving? Who is going to benefit from it? If somebody is saying, oh, I have a business opportunity, I'm so nice to you, I'm doing all this for your favor, just say, okay, who is going to benefit? The second question is, what is your advantage in this? What will be your benefit in this thing you are selling to me, in this in quote business opportunity? Because it's giving an information, but you want to know that who will benefit from it. If somebody is saying you are the only one who benefit from it in business, for example, you may want to run, because most likely it's not true. Anybody selling anything is selling because he wants you to benefit and he also has a benefit. For example, he needs the money, he's sending you the solution. You need the solution, you give him the money. That is what business is all about. So the second question is, where is this information from? Where is it from? Now, if somebody is telling you this will work for you, this is the way to do something. Now, the question is, you want to look at the life of the person telling you the information. Who is it? For example, if somebody who is a liar, known liar, is telling you something and saying is the truth, you know that most likely 99% of what they're saying is not true. If he's a liar and he's saying, I'm telling you the truth, you can't believe him because of who he is. You want to double check and double check over and over again to be sure he's really saying the truth. But if somebody always tells you the truth, tells you something that you feel like is not the truth, you want to really reconsider and take action based on what he has said, because he's always saying the truth. So you need to check where the information is coming from. It is very vital. Look at his past record. Look at all the things he has done before. You want to use that to judge the present, because people really don't change except they've decided to change. So where is it from? Then the third thing is it true? It is your responsibility to find out the information, whether it's true or not. We've seen so many messes made out of even the best of us through social media. You just see something that's gone viral on social media and it ends up not to be true at all, because somebody who has influence has just posted it on his platform and everybody thinks it's true. So you want to find out if it's really true. And the only way to find out that is most times is to look at the source it's coming from. If somebody is always saying the truth, most likely what he's saying next is going to be the truth. And if somebody is always saying things that are not true or things that are half true, then you want to question the information. Then number four, let me go through it again. Number one, who will benefit from it? Where is it from? Is it true? Then number four, what is it really for? Somebody may be telling you something and it's telling you it's for this when it's not for that. We've seen many herbal drugs being sold, even when it's not herbal, like creams and all that. They'll say, oh, this thing will cure all this. Whereas this is only for stomach upset. Yeah, they tell you can do so many things. So you want to ask the question, what is this really for? Why is this person telling me? And that's the next question. Why am I getting this information? Why is this person telling me? Is it telling me to cheat me? Is it telling me to really be a blessing to me? You want to find out that question, because in life you really don't know people's intentions. But when you ask these questions, it can guide you to knowing their intention. The first question again is, who will benefit from it? Remember, most people are selfish. Where is it coming from? Then the third question, is it true? And number four, what is it really for? What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this information? For example, if you are online, I know most of us have been going through this, you're browsing online, just check for a product that you want to buy online. Throughout the whole week, maybe next week, so to say, you begin to see ads about this kind of products coming to you, different suggestions. You think the person suggesting this loves you a lot. No, they're just tracking you because of the action you've taken before. So you know that, oh, that is why I'm getting this information. That's just for example. So people also could start giving you things because of what you've told them. Now, somebody heard that you just made a million naira. You'll be shocked that many things they'll begin to offer you. Somebody will say, oh, won't you buy a land? There's a land in so-so place. And you begin to wonder, when did this person start caring for me? No, he doesn't care. He has just understood that you just made a million. That is why he's telling you to come and buy land in so-so place. Why? Because he's going to get an advantage from it. So you want to find out why you are getting the information. And lastly, who will it glorify? This information being brought to me, who will it glorify? For example, somebody brings you an information about someone else. It's telling you that this person is wicked. This person is not nice. Now, the question is, why is this person telling me? And who is this thing going to glorify? Is he telling me because he wants to make sure I see him as a good person? Why is he reporting someone else to me? So you want to find out all these questions. When you begin to maximize information, God uses that to grant us divine speed. Because someone who has built a business, a multi-million business, can just crash it in a day. Why? Because of wrong information. Because somebody has told him he could buy a product cheaper in a particular place. Because somebody has told him that he could actually get it cheaper and better. Why? And they actually wanted to con him. So these are the things that can help us maximize the law of information. And when God begins to see us as wise, the Bible says, be wise as serpents. Why does a serpent hide under things? Because he doesn't want to be seen and he wants to fight and commit havoc. God said we should be as wise as serpents. That means if somebody is giving an information, you also want to be wise enough to find out, okay, why is he sending this to me? That means you are using the information, you are using the wisdom you have in God to find out, because snakes are always hiding under the carpet. So you want to find out, okay, what is actually hiding behind this information I'm getting, and use it to your favor and also use it for your safety. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to unmute everyone now so that we can ask any question in case we have a question. Praise God.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Well done, sir. Thank you for the podcast tonight. I actually don't have any question, but I understood everything that you said so far, and I learned some things actually to verify every information that you get, regardless of the person that is coming from, even though the person is spiritual.
Yes.
I think I got that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyone else? Any question? Any contribution? Okay, I guess we just call it a day. So let's remember, when somebody tells you something new this week, you want to quickly ask questions. Why is he telling me? Why am I the one being told? Of all the people in the whole world, why is he telling me? Okay, does he really love me that much? Then you look at his past records. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful episode in your presence. Thank you for the word you brought us, the word of wisdom for good success. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Father, grace to maximize every information coming our way and to also know how to give information out to people for our safety and even for our profiting. Lord, release that grace in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that as we step out this new week, it will be a week filled with good information for us, profitable information in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Next week we'll be looking at questions, how to maximize the law of questions. And question actually determines success or otherwise. So see you next week. Please invite someone, and I pray that you have a really great week in Jesus' name. Praise God. Yes. See you next week and stay ever blessed. All right. Bye.
TheGoodSuccess.com